Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by CatholicSingles.com is ringing in the new year with savings for singles. You can save 20% by using the promo code BREADBOX when you register for a new account. Come meet other faithful Catholics and make 2020 a year to remember.
Good morning from frozen land of Cocoa Beach, Florida. Kind of cold out here today. It's actually 49 degrees today, so pretty cold. Let's get this lined up better. There. Just not happy with this. Hold on a second. Let me get it better. There. That's maybe a little bit better. Okay. Good morning. Hey, Tony. Good to see you. What temperature is it there in Croatia today? Beautiful land of Croatia. Good morning, Sean. How are you guys doing over there? Been through a lot, I know, with the volcano. We should be praying for you. How's everything going with you over there? Let us know. Hey, Ray. Aloha. Good to see you. So we're studying the profession of faith, and now we're going to get into this beautiful creed. We're going to be studying the Apostles' Creed. Wow, it's warm over there, Tony. Today it's might get up into the 60s today. I'm not sure. So I believe is the faith of the church professed personally by each believer, principally during baptism. We believe is the faith of the church. So it's so cool because the I believe of the Apostles' Creed, individual statement. But we also say the we believe of the Nicene Creed from Constantinople, the combination of those two creeds. And it is it's so cool that we have to have an I believe, but we also have to be part of a community. If you're a Christian, but you're not going to church, you're missing out on the formation that God has for you. Good morning, John. Aloha. We need to be part of a church because we're supposed to be part of the body of Christ. We're not supposed to be a finger just sitting out there by ourselves. We need to be part of a body. Good morning, Pat Gervais. Aloha. You guys, we're downloading. I believe this might be the day, if I can get to it before the end of the day, where I send out the episode 17, the new episode of season 3, which probably won't be airing on EWTN until the fall. So for you who are giving at the $20 level on Patreon, patreon.com/BearWozniacki, Deep Adventure, you'll be getting that. You'll be getting those every time we get one ready. You get the director's cut before it even goes to the network. So excited about that because Pat's been working on us with us doing some voice work on our radio show and also on our TV show. Hey, Jane, aloha. Sorry you're not good today. I believe the Apostles' Creed is the faith of the church professed personally by each believer, principally during baptism. The we believe of the Nicene Creed is the faith of the church confessed by the bishops assembled in council, or more generally, by the liturgical assembly of believers. In other words, when we're together in church, we say we believe. We can say I believe too. I believe is also the church, our mother, responding to God by faith as she teaches us to say both I believe and we believe, speaking of Mary. Good morning, John. Aloha. Look, Lord, look upon the faith of your church. We say that at Mass every day. It is a church that believes first and so bears, nourishes, and sustains. Everywhere, it is the church that first confesses the Lord. By the way, we're having intermittent power outages here, so there may be moments where you see a kind of glitch. But stay with us. We'll continue. It is a church that believes first and so bears, nourishes, and sustains my faith. Everywhere, it is the church that first confesses the Lord. Throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims you as we sing in the hymn, Te Deum. With her, and in her we are won over and brought to confess. I believe, we believe, it is through the church that we receive faith and new life in Christ by baptism. In the ritual Romanum, the minister of the baptism, what does faith offer you? Eternal life. Salvation comes from God alone, but because we receive the life of faith through the church, she is our mother. Because we receive the life of faith through the church is our mother. We believe the church as the mother of our new birth and not in the church as if she were the author of our salvation. Because she is our mother, she is also the teacher in the faith. So we believe as the church as the mother of our new birth and not in the church as if she was the author of our salvation. So Jesus is the author of our salvation, right? The author and finisher of our faith. Congratulations, Tony, being a member. Hey, Tony, you should join Bear's Man Cave. I'm not sure if you're a member of Bear's Man Cave. Just go to our website, deepadventure.com. We'll be having another meetup here next week. Salvation comes from God alone, but we receive the life of faith through the church. She is our mother. We believe the church as the mother of our new birth and not in the church as if she were the author of our salvation. Because she is our mother, she is also our teacher in the faith. We do not believe in formulas, but in those realities they express, which faith allows us to teach. The believer's act of faith does not terminate in the propositions, in other words, not the intellectual assent, but in the realities which they express. Frank, aloha. Say hi to Frankie today. All the same, we do approach these realities with the help of formulations of the faith, which permit us to express the faith and to hand it on, to celebrate it in community, to assimilate and live on it more and more. The church, the pillar and bulwark of the faith, of the truth, faithfully guides the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. She guards the memory of Christ's words. It is she who, from generation to generation, hands on the apostles' confession of faith. As a mother who teaches her children to speak and so to understand and communicate, the church, our mother, teaches us the language of faith in order to introduce us to the understanding and the life of faith. I'm going to read that again. The church, the pillar and bulwark of the truth, faithfully guards the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. She guards the memory of Christ's words. It is she who, from generation to generation, hands on the apostles' confession of faith. As a mother who teaches her children to speak and so to understand and communicate, the church, our mother, teaches us the language of faith in order to introduce us to the understanding and the life of faith. Paragraph 172, there's only one faith. Through the centuries and in so many languages, cultures, peoples, and nations, the church has constantly confessed this one faith, received from the one Lord, transmitted by one baptism, and grounded in the conviction that all people have only one God and Father. So we're saying there is only one faith. We're saying there is only one Lord. We're saying there is only one grounded in the conviction that all people have only one God. We have a saying in surfing, one God, one country, one fin. It's for all those soul surfers who surf a longboard with a single fin. So as a Catholic Church, we could say one faith, one Lord, one baptism, one God. Saint Irenaeus of Lyon, who I love, he was a real witness to the faith. He was the Bishop of Lyon around, I think, 150 And he wrote a book against heresies, a letter against heresies, refuting the Gnostic heresy. Indeed, the church, though scattered throughout the whole world, even to the ends of the earth, having received the faith from the apostles and their disciples, guards this preaching and faith with care, as dwelling in but a single house, and similarly believes as if having but one soul and a single heart, and preaches, teaches, and hands on this faith with a unanimous voice, as if possessing only one mouth. Amen. And that's why we study the catechism, so we can speak as if we have one voice. I'll let you guys enjoy the sunrise a little bit. Special prayers today for all the people that live and work on ships. Cindy's brother is a commercial fisherman. Her nephew's a commercial fisherman. Her father was, her grandfather was, her great-great-grandfather was, her great-great-great-great-grandfather was. And I really admire their work. And I'm looking out at this cold sea today and just pray for those who are working so hard. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Viva Cristo Rey.
Hey, man. I don't want you to miss out on your free stuff at deepadventure.com. Go there and subscribe to our weekly email newsletter. You get free video content, including the Bear Wozniak radio show, video version on YouTube before it even airs on EWTN. And you can follow us on all of our social media. Go to deepadventure.com and subscribe. Get your free stuff. And if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to press the subscribe button and ring that little bell. Don't miss out.